Everyday life isn't a straight way to heaven. Well, everyone has their breakthrough moment in their lives where they make a choice or something forces them to change. And when you've hit rock bottom, it's totally up to you to do something to change, to see that there's a better option besides everything that you have been doing. It's gotten me a ton of heartbreaks and disappointments to make a choice. And it took a lot of me to decide that I wanted to see things differently. Because there's so much more in life than what we can even begin to imagine. So today I want to talk about porn. I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about alcohol. I want to talk about excesses of life. Sex outside of marriage, it's something that shouldn't happen, but in our lives, most of us have already done it. I've done it several times. But after a while, sex is just sex with someone you don't love anymore. Sex with someone that you've met 5 minutes ago. Sex is something to do because you want to feel something besides pain. And after all of it, after that 1 second, that one moment when it's over, all that is emptiness. Because the person that's next to you, it's not the person that you love. And you've given your body and your soul to that person. Because every time that you have sex with someone, there's a bit of your soul that stays stuck in that person, because sex was made to be done with one person only, to be a connection, to connect your body and soul to that person. And when you do it with several persons, like you're living just bits of it around the world, everywhere, meaningless. Drugs, it's something to do when you want to let it all go. You don't want to feel anymore. To stop the pain. To stop the numbness. Because you just want to feel at ease. You want to feel at peace. But there's only one thing in this world that can give you that, and that is God. Through Jesus Christ, you can always achieve peacefulness. But you gotta let God work on your heart. Alcohol. To have fun. To feel happy. To don't think or feel about that one thing or one person. To forget. We use alcohol for so many things. It wasn't created to be used as something you do when you want to forget. It was something to enjoy within its boundaries, and we forgot that. We forgot many things, but limiting ourselves was one of them. We don't see limits in anything, and so we live in excess in everything we do. So when everything you do is an excess, you start feeling overwhelmed. You start feeling an overdrive. And sometimes people lose their minds. They lose their hearts. They lose their souls. They don't see or feel hope anywhere around them. Because they feel like excess is that adrenaline that makes them feel alive. But in the end, it's just like hitting a brick wall, because it won't change what you feel, and it's just gonna make you feel a lot worse. And it's a downward spiral where you're only gonna get worse. It doesn't matter if it's on your family problems, if it's with girlfriends, if it's a job thing, it's only gonna get worse, because it's gonna start affecting everything else around you, and everything is gonna get worse. But when you turn yourself to God, everything changes. At first, you might not see the changes, but people around you will see it. They might not say anything at first, they're saying like, ah, it's just a one-time thing, but after you keep doing your thing and not worrying about what everyone else is thinking, but you know that deep inside you, you know it's the right thing when you're following God and you're changing the way you're reacting to things, people will start noticing. People will start seeing your smile, the happiness within you. They will start seeing the way that you peacefully deal with the situation. They will notice, and you will notice the peace that will be inside you. If you don't believe me, just look back on how many times did you have sex with different people only to feel empty and lonely right after the act. Even before that person even left, that person is right beside you and you only feel emptiness. You don't feel a connection. That person doesn't give you love. That person is only using your body as a way to achieving something. It's only using you. When you're in a relationship, you're always afraid that that person's going to leave you at any moment, that they're going to see right through you, all your fears, all your anger, or all your anxiety, and they will leave because they don't want to be with someone like you. You always feel like you're not enough. Like there's always someone that's better than you and that you will never be enough. So one day that person is going to leave. So you start being a control freak. And relationship after relationship and after relationship, the only thing you do every single time is hit rock bottom. But when you look to the side and you look to that person that's lying next to you, that you just had sex with, would you tell that person your deepest secrets? Would you tell that person your biggest fears? Would you tell that person that you have an addiction to porn? Would you call that person in a time of need? When things go wrong, what do? Do you drink? Do you hide behind porn just to not express your feelings? Do you do drugs or just tobacco itself because it's a way of keeping your mind off of it? It's a release. But it's a release for only 5 seconds. What about you trusting someone? What about being vulnerable? You need someone to be vulnerable to. You need someone that you can trust. Someone that whatever you do, you won't feel empty and embarrassed by being next to that person. You deserve so much more than what you're actually seeing right now. Because life is so much more than what we usually see, what we feel. Have you ever let yourself be vulnerable? It's an awesome thing, because people will see right through you and love you for who you are. But you can't do that with everyone else. With everyone outside, you have to pick the right people. And the way you do that, you put up your standards. You learn what is good for you and what is not. You learn to be kind to everyone, but not trust everyone. Because the only person that you can 100% trust, it's not a person, it's God. And without Him, we are lost. So, what you can't do with your head when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling anxiety, when you're feeling sad, stressed, anger, you put your knees on the ground and you pray to God, because every morning He comes knocking on your door asking to work on your life, to work on your heart, and you just don't let Him in. You need to let Him in. So put your knees on the ground and pray. If you don't have the time to put your knees on the ground while you're driving to work, while you're on a bus, you just lower your head and pray. You're driving, you're looking outside. It's so much possible. You just need to talk to God the same way you're thinking stupid things on the way to work. You just talk to God. He listens whatever you're doing. He listens. So talk to Him. Let Him know, like, God, I'm here. I need your help. Please heal me. Help me. I'm feeling sad. Help me. I'm feeling anger about this situation, about that situation, about this or that. Help me. He will guide you. He will show you. There's nothing that He wants more than do that for you. He can do so much for you. God can do so much through you. You just need to let Him do it. When you're tired of feeling empty, He will be your answer. He will never let you feel lonely. He will fill your heart with love. So, I think it's time to get out of the darkness and let some light in your life and the lives of others around you. It's time to see through God's eyes, because He will give you a new life. In the Bible, Mark 10, 46-52, it says that there's this blind man on the road. And he hears the commotion that's going on, because Jesus is just passing by. And he starts yelling, while everyone else is telling him to shut the hell up. He's yelling, asking for Jesus for his attention. And while the world is telling him to shut the hell up, Jesus says, like, come, tell him to come to me. And there's this guy that looks at the blind man and says, like, dude, it's your time. He's calling him. Get up and just go. And the blind man jumps up. Because being with Jesus isn't just something that you do, like, just one thing. Let's just get up real slow and do my thing. And then when I have the time, I'll do a talk to him. Nuh-uh. It's something that you jump up on your feet and you go to him. Like, real fast, because it's an opportunity of a lifetime. And Jesus asks him, what do you want? He wants to see. He wants to believe all the rumors about Jesus, because he knows what he has been doing. He knows that Jesus has been healing the ones that can't walk. He has been taking demons out of people. He has been doing so many things, and the blind man knows it. And he wants to see. And Jesus says, like, dude, see. And he does. So When you want something, you go to God. You put your knees on the ground and say, like, God, I need this. I want this. Help me. He will heal you. He won't give you material things because that's not who our God is. He will give you what you need. Because having the most fastest car in the world, it's not something that you need. It's something that you want. It's superficial. It's materialistic. But if you need a car to go to work, God will provide. Might not be the best, but He will provide. You need love, He will provide. You need to feel peace, He will provide. But you need to know what you want. And when you don't know, you ask Him for guidance. Because our God is so much better than that. Than what people say. Than what everyone says. So, when you feel lost, when you can't do it with your head, you do it with your knees. Amen.